Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Direct from the Intercom Broadcast Center, Shannon in the Morning, and checking in on the Star Phone is the number one comedian on the planet. Please welcome Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's up? Happy New Year. How we doing?
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Now, I happen to know you're a big Chicago Bears fan. Have you recovered yet?
No, we're still in shock over here. I can't believe the guy hit the crossbar twice. That's unheard of. So I had my father here watching it, and we're huge Bears fans. So my father watches the Bears game with a bunch of socks, and he throws the socks at the screen.
At least not rocks.
Yeah, right?
He throws the socks at the screen.
Yeah, just rolled up, you know, like how you roll up two socks and a ball. He's got about six of them.
So I love
right
that.
Next to him. Yeah, so he gets angry and throws socks at the screen. It's great.
So when the double doink happened, the socks were flying?
Yeah, two socks. Two socks for a double doink.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Do you think the Cody Parkey Bird Box memes went too far?
Yeah, I saw all those with the blindfold. First of all, I got to see the movie to get a concept of kind of what that all means. But some of the stuff that I saw was pretty funny out there.
We were looking at a video of the hockey game the other night in Philly, and they had the mascot with the blindfold on kicking balls across the ice.
You got to give it to Philadelphia when it comes to, class. To their fans and
classy fan, Sebastian. Well, we got to say congratulations to you and Lana. Another kid on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby boy due in June. And, our family is growing over here, and we're very excited. And little boy, you know, we're looking forward to it. And with another kid comes more material. So if I keep cranking out kids, I'll
especially
be
a son, because you got a daughter, a little girl, right? She's like one?
Yeah, she's almost two now. So, yeah, wow. It's going to be it's great having a boy and a girl.
You'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something funny. It happened to me. A friend of mine was involved with this movie, and he had a special sneak screening for a few friends and people that he knows. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking. I said, wait a minute. That's Sebastian in there in the green book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I did this little movie about, I don't know, a year and a couple of months ago, and it's my first kind of role that I've ever had in a movie. I've had really small roles in the past, but this was a nice little role. I read the script. I thought it was really good, and we filmed it, and after I saw it, I was like, wow, this is really good, and a lot of people thought it had some potential to win some awards, and just over the weekend, it picked up a few Golden Globes, and it's going into Oscar season with some great heat. So, yeah, for me, it's been great to kind of dip my toe in the waters of film, although stand-up comedy is going to be always my first passion.
Yeah, but you're going from Green Book to De Niro and Pacino next,
and Scorsese.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, I'm sitting here looking at the movies, I go, wow, these are kind of two great movies back-to-back, and the Irishman is due out this year, later on, 2019 on Netflix, and got the opportunity to work with Martin Scorsese, and my first scene was with De Niro and Pesci, so I mean, here I am. I mean, I grew up watching these guys, and next thing you know, I'm in a movie with them. It was surreal. It was one of those things where I had to kind of pinch myself. Is this really happening? I'm going toe-to-toe with Robert De Niro in a gangster film. So, yeah, it's been really wild to have these opportunities. And, of course, you know, my father, we watched the Golden Globes together, and he's yelling, why aren't you there? How come you're not up on this thing? I go, did, you know.
We're talking to Sebastian Maniscalco, a wonderful comedian. You're a pretty big star now, and you know, you worked your way up the hard way, but is there anything that you used to do that you really can't do anymore that you miss?
No, you know what? It's one of these things where I have a really nice career, I have a great fan base, and you know, I'm not a really a mainstream name, although I do really
well. Yes,
you are. No, I'm kind of flying underneath the radar. No one really kind of, I'm not going to say no one knows who I am, but I mean, you know, as far as going out and doing the daily things and whatnot, every once in a while I get recognized, but yeah, it's not like a Michael Jackson walking around with an umbrella and a mask, you know?
No, I'm just a guy that is in a movie with De Niro and Pacino.
And has four shows at the Garden, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
not under the radar.
Yeah, I'm flying under the radar doing four shows at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, maybe not in New York, but other places. But New York's always been a great market for me. The Northeast in general, the Philadelphias, the Bostons, the New Jerseys, all those people really kind of get what my humor's about. It's about family. It's about, you know, coming from an immigrant family with a father with old school, old world values. And you don't have to be Italian to get it. You could come from a Greek or a Spanish or an Indian family. Everybody kind of relates to that overbearing father figure.
Hey, Sebastian, I know you don't like doing your stuff when you're doing an interview, but run me through that Santa Claus with the dog.
Oh, the doggy Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Out here in Los Angeles? You know, listen, I didn't really grow up with the dogs. It's not like I don't like dogs, but it's just gone to a different level here in Los Angeles where, you know, I went to the mall and there's the regular Santa Claus for the kids got like two kids in line, but now they got a thing called the Santa Paws.
What?
And it's got like 95 dogs wrapped around the mall waiting to see Santa Paws. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got the owners putting the dogs on Santa Claus's lap, and they're like, just go ahead, tell Santa what you want. I'm like, he doesn't want to be here.
I'm in the dog line to see Santa Paws.
That's amazing.
All right, four shows at the Garden, two shows January 19th, two more on the 20th. Few tickets left, SebastianLive.com, and we'll be looking for you in the hit movie, The Irishman, with De Niro and Pacino and Maniscalco. Thank you, my friend.
You got it. Take care of yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.